things are tough all over, and I'm losing badly. I wish you were still here, and I say it sadly. But if you wanna come back, 'cause you need a shoulder, things are tough all over. Yes, I should count my blessings for the life I still have in a world of misfortune that can happen so fast. Life-size dominoes, one falls after another. Things are tough all over. Tough all over. Things are tough all over. To fall over, and I'm losing badly. I wish you were still here, and I say it sadly. But if you wanna come back, 'cause you need a shoulder, things are tough all over. Things are tough all over. Things are tough.
Telling you, yes. And making no fucking apologies. And saying,
one more question in that tone will collect your broken jaw.
My daddy played poker in the woods, they say, back in his younger days. Prohibition was a talk, but the rich folks walked to the woods where my daddy stayed. Jugs and jars, some shiners. These old boys here, they ain't miners. They came from the 29ers that didn't take a hole in the ground to put the bottom in their face. Take his skin, peel from the bottom, put the ace in the hole. One hand on a jug, but you never do know. Son, come running, you better come quick. This rocket moonshine is making me sick. white when it shows up sides and give a little bit of both away. The only blood that's any cleaner is the blood that's blue or greener. Without either, you just get meaner, and the blood you dig gives you away.
Oh yeah, that's right. You are listening to Deadwood Radio in Outlaw Country on Sirius Satellite Radio.
Whoa! You got it out of it. Spin that out, brother.
Nice. That's a hell of a job, you cocksucker.
We got three actors from the Deadwood program here today talking about all kinds of Deadwood stuff.
And you're one of them.
That's right. I am one of them. I play Saul Starr. That Sean Kemp song we just heard, correct me, Earl, he came to the set, did he not?
Yeah, Sean came out for this upcoming season, episode 6, I think it is. He and Fergie Ferguson flew out. Friends of mine from Nashville, and spent 3 days. It was an incredible time. Ferg used to play bass with Jimmy Martin, and he was Cash's engineer for years. And Sean is about the finest fiddle player in Nashville and a great great songwriter. And we just started guitar pulls, man. We'd sit there at night, and a lot of folks play. John and I both play in bands here in town. Ian actually had a hit record in England years ago. We're going to play that. By God, I got to get that record in
That's
here.
That's right.
We've got to play an Ian McShane song later.
It's very funny. Sitting with you two here this morning reminds me of the first read-through we did when we all came in. We'd all been cast finally. I don't even remember, but it was... It was one of the strange days. Remember, we all sat in the Gem Saloon.
They got
Gem Saloon. We all sat at that long table, and the read-through started. And I watched the faces because everybody was so excited. And I watched David's faces just one by one. Remember, they brought us up. It wasn't like reading around the table.
No.
They brought us out to say
we have to stand up. And
then we all
scenes.
And everybody to a man spoke like this. Hi there, Wild Bill. My name is Dan Dardy, and this over here is Saul Starr. Well. And I suddenly went, everybody had the same fucking voice. Except I came up there and I was sort of going, hello, everyone, down there, y'all. I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. That's when Davey went into a slight panic and came and said, do you think, I said, you're worried, aren't you? I saw I saw David and Walter Hill's heads. They were like holding in their hands thinking, Jesus, what are we about to do? We're about to put on this most boring fucking show ever on television. And I realized it was because we had everybody just, nobody wanted to commit to anything. Because it was one of the read-throughs of the most forced, boring things we've ever done, which was amazing. And of course, as soon as we got on the set, it was a change. But it was a funny day when everybody sounded exactly the same. We were all imitating the cross between Robert Mitchum and
John
Wayne, exactly.
With a little Clint Eastwood on the side.
Well, the words we were speaking certainly weren't boring. That was the big outcry.
No, it was our version of it, yeah.
I still run into people that grew up on the Hays Code's westerns that where damn was not allowed to be said, and they can't believe that folks spoke this way. That's, I guarantee you, anytime I run into a fan, every second one will be, did they really talk like that back then? And I remember talking about the one certain word that seems to have everyone up in arms. It is a word from the 16th century. It comes from a Norse word. The Norse had a word called fokken, yeah. F-O-K-K-E-N, which meant to strike repeatedly with great force. Well, they attempted to invade England, and your ancestors kicked their ass out, but kept their word. Yeah. The English started spelling it F-U-K-K-E-N, and somewhere down the line it picked up a sexual connotation, but it means to strike repeatedly with great force. And it also means to raise the ire of any conservative cultural watchdog, which leads us into this song.
Also, the modern version as well, the F-U-C-K is often translated as for use of carnal knowledge.
Yeah.
It's a curious acronym. You know?
It is indeed.
Well, yeah. Speaking of that
word. I prefer the Viking one myself.
Me too.
It's fucking, I'm fucking you. I'm about to fuck on you. Thank you.
A person that's got into a lot of trouble with our cultural watchdogs with his opinions and his florid language is Steve Earle. And this is a song called Fuck the FCC. Yeah.
Rodney Crowell in Outlaw Country.
I could shed my skin and in the blink of an eye I could fly, fly, fly. Tie my dreams up in a sack and lay my head down on the track and die, die, die. My life's been so sweet I just can't stand it. I must admit I've made out like a bandit. Last night's conversation with a real good friend of mine, drinking wine, wine, wine. Said 50 years of living and your worst mistakes forgiven. Just take time, time, time. One man's lust for life brings world renown, and the next guy can't get 2 feet off the ground. He's earthbound,
earthbound.
Hear the wind through the tops of the trees,
earthbound.
Summer sun nearly 90 degrees, big old moon sinking down. Think I might stick around. I'm earthbound. I knew love once way back when. She had almond eyes and olive skin and long black hair. She was Irish, Spanish, mixed breed. I was Southeast Texas AC. We were all most there. Daddy did not like my kind around. The true love took the next train out of town. Earthbound,
earthbound.
Where there's fathers and daughters in pain,
earthbound.
Mama's boy walking home in the rain,
earthbound.
Like a ship run aground. Think I might stick around. I'm in need of thicker glasses, but it's all okay. Someday I'll be leaving, but I just can't help believing that it's not today. Hey, every golden moment I have found, I've done my best to run right in the ground. And beautiful blue,
earthbound.
Fallen angels come calling for you,
earthbound.
Keeping close to the ground. Think I might stick around.
Earthbound.
Tom Waits, Aretha Franklin, Mary Carr,
earthbound.
Walter Cronkite, Seamus Haney, Ringo Starr,
earthbound.
The Dalai Lama, Charlie Brown. Make me wanna stick around. I'm earthbound.
I am just a cowboy, lonesome on the trail. A starry night, a campfire light. The coyote call and the howling wind's wail. So I'll ride out to the old sundown. ¶¶
and I'll turn around. Fingers up and down, up and down. It's okay, amigo. Let me go. Riding in on the rodeo.
People must have trained with the heathens.
Let's
Okay, that was an unusual collaboration. That was country legend David Allan Coe fronting heavy metal legend Pantera. He and Dimebag did a record together. They wrote a bunch of songs and did a country record, and that was the last thing that Daryl Dimebag did before he was murdered. It's the last piece of music. The reason we play it, we mentioned Sean Camp and Fergie visiting us early. I'm always running into musicians that were fans of Deadwood, who I was in turn fans of.
Lots of them came out, didn't they?
Yeah.
You couldn't spit without him.
That's why I picked this. The bass on this is Rex Brown. And Rex came out in the episode you're going to be watching tomorrow night. Rex and Jerry Cantrell came out. I have a song, a Willie Nelson cover from Jerry's, we'll play in the next block.
That's a nice one.
But that was the thing with doing the show, that I met so many people that I'm fans of through it. And that's what, you know, you work in this industry for years and you hit something that touches the cultural zeitgeist and interests people. So it's been an astounding experience for me the last 3 years. And I know, Ian, for you, I mean, you've been doing this for a long time.
Yeah, a long time. I've never been so excited the first year when we started. I don't think about doing a show simply the fact that, as you know, David said, how do we do this show? And he said, we hold our balls and jump. And that's what we did for, you know, what we've been doing for 3 years.
Well, he's a gambler.
Yeah, that's for
the
sure.
The experience of, you know, Lovejoy was huge in England. And anytime I run into anyone English, that's one of the other things they say.
Yeah, I mean, it was a very good show. It was a lot, but it was, again, if you, it was formulaic in its sense. Because yeah. it was what they call now this weird dramedy, which I always thought refers to a two-humped camel. But I thought it was more of a comedy drama explains it better. In the formula like Rockford was, which was always one of my favorite shows. But this, Deadwood, you can't compare to anything in television. It's not television. It's like a workshop movie theater. I don't know. You know, we go in the mornings, and sometimes it's you. I'm not there. Sometimes you're not there. We go in and we just take off. We do what we do. It's like musicians, I was thinking, going in the studio. We play. We go in there and we, you know, play a riff, get off on it. Well, thank you very much. Next take, please, and off we go. That's what always intrigued me about it and has kept me excited throughout 3 years.
The impact on your life had to be incredible, though, because people, you're the centerpiece of the show.
Well, yeah, but in terms of America, yeah, I mean, you know, it's always the thing, you know, you discover the thing.
So I'm saying folks' expectations of who they think you are.
Oh, yeah. Find out this charming, mild-mannered North Country person. Hello, how are you?
Hello.
I play Alan Deadwood. How are you? You know, Ebag.
You might have noticed.
I don't really
come on,
talk
kill
like
somebody
that,
for
know?
Me.
Just say cocksucker for me, would you? No. Well, I get paid for doing that, actually, so I'm not prepared to do it today.
My favorite story, I went to the Pantages here, wasn't it? When Merle Haggard and Bob Dylan were together.
Yeah.
This was about a year ago. And in that theater, the urinals, they're little privacy walls, but they're tiny. They're not built for a man my size. You know, and I'm squeezed in this thing, and it's between acts, and there's a huge crush of people. And I'm there, finally get my little spot, taking care of business, and the guy next to me double takes and goes, cocksucker! It's one of the fucking cocksuckers in here! So there's like, you know,
right,
40 men.
Say it.
Yeah. I'm like, hey, man, could you say it? Come on, could you say it? I'm like,
not like that.
Please. Hey, there's a segment. Let's thumb through here. Let's find a Merle Haggard song to play.
Yeah, let's do.
City. I'm on the run, the highway is my home. I raised a lot of cane back in my younger days. While Mama used to pray my crops would fail, now I'm a hunted fugitive with just two ways, outrun the law or spend my life in jail. I'd
I'd like to settle down, but they won't let me. A fugitive must be a rolling stone. Down every road there's always one more city. I'm on the run, the highway is my home. But I can't afford the luxury of having one I love to come along. She'd only slow me down and they'd catch up with me. For he who travels fastest goes alone. Down, but they won't let me. A fugitive must be a rolling stone. Down every road there's always one more city. I'm on the run, the highway is my home. I'm on the run, the highway is my home.
I close my eyes and watch the darkness draw to my world of make-believe. This world is filled with so much sorrow, and I've seen all this world I care to see. I watch as castles fall around me. From crumbled ruins of my home, this world is filled with much unhappiness. So many people so alone. Seeds that thrive in loveless gardens, fruits of such will bitter be. Fields of hate and greed surround me. And I've seen all this world I care to see. Care to see. Gardens, fruits of such will bitter be. It fields of hate and greed surround me. And I've seen all this world I care to see. Oh,
as much as you can, please minimize your obscenities.
That was George on a Fast Train, but ooh, Billy Joe Shaver. Me and John, we got a Billy Joe Shaver story.
Oh, well, a little bit. I kind of didn't end up in the goddamn video. You did.
You're in the video.
Am I really?
Yeah, you can
hard
see you in the video.
Really?
My bald head, I think, is blocking you out. Take my hat off. I'm like, I should have done something to my hair.
If you don't know, Billy Joe Shaver is a Texas songwriter that is, it's one of the great...
All-time greats.
Yeah, a phenomenal talent, that guy. Phenomenal. And our band actually... played the same venue the night before he played last year in Austin, and I convinced the boys to stick around. A couple of them weren't really country music fans, and by about a half hour later, they were nestled up against the side of the stage weeping. It was beautiful, man.
Well, you mentioned your band. This is, I guess we could call this our shameless self-promotion segment.
Well, let's call it
We'll play, John plays in the band King Straggler.
That's right. Earl plays in the band The Sacred Cowboys.
I don't play in the band.
But you had a hit record in Europe, I have it in my collection, and I'm going to bring it here, and in a future episode, I will be playing. I think I'm going to do Every Breath You Take.
Yeah, because my mom will listen.
Because it's such a sweet, wonderful, romantic song. In the shameless self-promotion, you got a movie coming up.
Yeah, what do you got going?
No, I got that the Woody Allen movie I did last year.
That tennis thing?
No. That's the old one. John, you got to keep on. You got to read
Brian
the traits.
Cox.
That was Coxie playing on the other. No, I'm doing Scoop. It comes out this July with Hugh Jackman, Scarlett Johansson, Woody, and me.
Oh, nice.
This one, yeah, it was the follow-up because he loves England now. He's been,
you know, we're in outlaw country here, and I don't know how many outlaw country listeners are Woody Allen fans, but Ian McShane is in a Woody Allen film, so, you know, that's an excuse to go see it.
And I got another one. Oh, yeah.
The one you're filming this summer.
We Are Marshall.
Yeah. Tell about that film.
Yeah, We Are Marshall, which is the story of the Marshall University football team that went down in a crash in November 1970. And it's the recreation of the events that really it starts with the crash, and about Matthew McConaughey plays the coach that they bring in after to carry on the football program. Matthew Fox from Lost is the coach that doesn't want to carry on because he's lost so many friends and players. David Strathairn plays the dean of the university, and I play like the biggest booster in town who loses his son in the crash. And it's that what happens to a town which depends on, you know, and is hugely influenced by the success of the football team. And, of course, they went on. They didn't have success, but they carried on with the football program. And I think the last 20 years has been one of the most successful football programs in the nation. Randy Moss, it'll be, I think it'll do very well. It's one of those, you know, uplifting stories of tragedy turning into something good happening to a community, which leads us right back to Deadwood.
That's right.
You know?
That is our common bond.
Yeah.
HBO's Deadwood, and it's been a launching pad for so many things. For all of us. Ian spent last summer working on the film. John spent last summer touring. Well, you did Miami Vice. You did a small thing most of the summer on the road with King Straggler.
Mm-hmm.
And I spent it making a record or starting pre-production on a record with my band, Sacred Cowboys. So let's start off our shameless self-promotion with Sacred Cowboys song. We're going to quickly follow it up with a King Straggler song.
Can I say something faster?
Say it.
We're on the road right now. We're on tour. So www.kingstraggler.com, coming to a community near you, playing Nashville, Chicago, Minneapolis, all that.
Well, actually, next Saturday, if you're in the South Dakota area, next Saturday, we're going to be together. My band isn't out on the road, but we're doing this as a one-off. We're flying into Deadwood for Wild Bill Days. It's a free show.
Yee-haw.
We got Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, I know, is on the bill with us.
Yep.
And I think
great.
Little River Band, King Straggler, and us. Last year we went with Big and Rich. Man, that town was overrun with people.
Whose phone's on? We're getting that buzzy.
I don't know. Do I have my phone?
Pocket,
my phone is buzzing. I think that's Jerry Jewell calling. Anyway, let's play
otherwise
some music.
Known as the Gimp.
Let's do it.
Truckin' man like me, we play here stays here. If I could, I'd say these words. I am a good man. If I could, I'd make it hurt. I am a good man. A good man commits. A good man doesn't spin. A good man opens every door. A good man don't make out with whores. Someday I'm gonna say these words. I am a good man. Someday I'm gonna make it hurt. I am a good man. A good man's for real. A good man can feel. A good man don't put his fist through walls. A good man don't stay down when he falls. Haunted by my youth, suffocated truth. A piece of me has to die before I find the strength to fly. Then I'm gonna say these words. I am a good man. And I'm gonna make it hurt. I am a good man.
I am a loaded gun. I am my father's son. Always on the run, searching for the
Deadwood Radio in Outlaw Country on Sirius Satellite Radio. And you just heard King Straggler and the Sacred Cowboys. And fuck, can you imagine? I had to listen to that every day when I left my caravan. And there'd be two people outside going, plinky, 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 plunky. I think we got a good song here. Oh, I think we do. Let's go one more time.
I just wish
I love you both. You
know? I wished I'd memorized the play Every Breath You Take so you could sing it every day. I would listen to it every day driving to work. I knew I was going to be seeing Ian McShane. And I would pop that disc in there.
I thought I outstung Sting. I thought I really did. My mother loved it.
That's good.
Well, this weekend, our third season will be premiering. Last season, we ended up with our finale of George Hurst showing in the town. And just as a little teaser for what this year holds for you, he weaves his way in and his wicked web rolls through our whole season. Last season, we ended up with the elections coming up and with Alma's pregnancy. And we start off this year basically 6 weeks ahead of where we left off. So we'll be following all of those storylines in the next 3 months. Hopefully you'll be watching. Hopefully you'll be tuning in to us here every weekend on Deadwood Radio, because our friends in Outlaw Country love having us on. We love being here because we get to come in, shoot the shit, and we can say shit because it is satellite radio.
Hmm.
Although Howard gets paid a whole lot of money to say that, doesn't he? Anyway, on Sirius is the only place you're going to hear Howard, and on Sirius is the only place you're going to hear this show. So thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you folks next week.
Bye, y'all.
Yep, take care.
We'll be right back.
gambler. Yeah, I let it all ride. Never been afraid of losing. There've been times I lost it all, but it won't really matter someday when I'm gone. You can bury me on Deadwood Mountain by my brother Wild Bill, sister Calamity Jane.
Down.